So we're talking about mitigation this year because it turns out that there is a very significant conflict within the Fifth Circuit regarding what the elements of the mitigation defense are. So this topic is only important to you if you want to prevent yourself from committing malpractice. You heard earlier today that lower courts like to follow precedent, and I think that's absolutely true. The problem is what do you do when there are conflicting precedents? And I think this issue has particular relevance, as Linda was saying, to employer counsel, because if you're not prepared for this issue, you can get yourself in a situation where you have wasted a lot of money on an expert that's going to be stricken, or you can have summary judgment granted against you on a very important defense. Okay. So this is the textbook case of this cartoon of what we think about with mitigation. Of course, it's never this simple where you have the terminated employee watching soap operas at home. I think mitigation is often downplayed by both sides of the docket at their peril because there are a lot of missed opportunities with respect to mitigation. For employers, of course, it's an opportunity to show that the employee is a malingerer. Maybe they didn't try as hard, and maybe that bleeds into the liability side of the case. For employees, though, I think it's also a good opportunity because you can show your employee is a hardworking and diligent employee. You can probably get in a lot of evidence on mitigation that you might not otherwise be able to get into. So let's talk about the nuts and bolts of this at the most basic level. I'm sure you understand most of this, but just to belabor the obvious, mitigation is, of course, the duty to avoid and minimize damages. It's important to remember that it's a duty of avoidance. What that means is that you are responsible as a plaintiff for minimizing those duties that you can avoid, but there is some authority that says that those losses that can't be avoided are not subject to mitigation.